Today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. So Mishnah Yud Gimel is going to discuss a halacha relating to Tumah and Tahara, and the reason it's over here in Maseches Arla, as we've been discussing issues of Kashrus, of Isser V'Heter, is that Mishnah Yud Gimel is going to discuss, it's Tumah and Tahara, but it's about two different causes of something. When you have two ingredients that fall into something, which ingredient do we assume is the dominant one that's going to affect is going to impact it halachically? So that's what it's doing over here. That's why this Mishnah appears over here. So the halacha is as follows, says the Mishnah. Kelim shasachan b'shemen tamei. Let's say you have leather kelim that are very stiff and hard, and therefore you need to rub oil on them in order to soften them up a little bit, in order to moisten them a little bit. But the oil that you used was shemen tamei. You used tamei oil. Now when you use tamei oil on a kli, on a shoe, let's say, that's made out of leather, it makes that shoe tamei, because there's now tamei oil that was metamei, at least on the drabanan level. But then v'chazer v'sachem b'shem and tahar, and then you rubbed some tahar oil on it. So now that you rubbed some tahar oil on it, so the halacha is again the tamei oil is still in there, but now there's also tahar oil in it as well. And what goes unmentioned is that that the tamei, that if you were to take that kli and be metahir in a mikveh, so the mikveh could be metahir the kli, but it cannot be metahir the tamei oil that's trapped inside of the kli. It won't affect the kli because there's such a thing called tuma balua is in a metame, that when you have tuma completely absorbed within another kli, it's not metame the kli, but the tamei oil that's absorbed in the kli is not going to be affected by the mikveh. It will remain tamei. So osha sachem b'shem tahar v'chazer v'sachem b'shem tamei. Or you did it in the reverse order. You first put tahar oil and then tamei oil in. So the shaila that the Mishnah is going to discuss is what happens if the kli becomes so saturated with oil that when you step on it, it like sponges out. It expels some of that oil. So now the kli is tahar because the kli had gone to the mikveh, but there is oil inside of that kli that's tamei. There's also oil inside of that kli that's tahar. So the question is, when you sponge out some of the oil, when you squeeze out some of that oil, do we assume that it's the tamei oil that's coming out of the kli, or do we assume that it is the tahar oil that's coming out of the kli? So this is a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Achar Harishon Aniba, that I assume that whatever the first oil to go into the kli was is also the first oil to come out of the kli. So if you had tamei oil go in first, and then tahar oil go in, and then you squeeze out some oil, assume it is the tamei oil. If it was the reverse, assume it was the tahar oil. V'cham momrim achar achron, and the Cham say no. Whatever the last oil to go into the kli stays right near the surface and of the material, and therefore when you squeeze it out, that's what's going to be what comes out, because it stays near the surface, and therefore it comes out. So that's the machlokas. Basically, in accounting terms, what do they call it? FIFO or LIFO? First in, first out, or last in, first out, right? So that's the shaila in this Mishnah in terms of the metzius of which oil emerges from the kli. Mishnah Yadalit now goes back to our discussion of yeast and doughs and usher yeast impacting the dough. So it says Mishnah, Sar shel truma shel kilei hakerem shnafu l'toch isa. If you have a yeast of truma plus a yeast of kilei hakerem that fell into a regular dough, but lo kezekedei l'chametz v'lo bezekedei l'chametz, neither of them have enough yeast in order to create the chimotz on it on their own. It's only in the combination of the two, of the truma and the kilei hakerem together, will allow the dough to rise. V'nistarfu v'chimtzu, and therefore they combine together and they cause the dough to rise. Aser l'zarim, that dough is for sure aser to someone who's not a kohen, because whichever one you look at, whether you look at kilei hakerem, which is aser to everybody, or whether you look at the truma, which is aser to a non-kohen, it's going to be aser to the non-kohen. But here's the chiddush of the Tanna Kamma, umotu l'kohanim. Kohanim are allowed to enjoy that dough because Kohanim are allowed to have Truma. And since only the Kilei HaKerem is also to them, but the Kilei HaKerem alone could not have done anything over here, Zev Zegoreim mutter. This is the sheet of the Tanakhama, that when you have two different causes of something and neither one alone could have impacted, so we assume that if one of the causes is Isser and one is Heter, Zev Zagorem is mutter. Rabbi Shimon Matil Zarim Vila Kohanim. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter for both Zarim and Kohanim, because Rabbi Shimon holds that the Zev Zagorem is even if they're both Aser is going to be mutter, because they're not the same Iser. Rabbi Shimon, we had learned back in Mishnah Yud, is of the opinion that the only time two things are going to combine with each other if it's the same Iser and the same Min, right? Two spices that are both pepper and they're both an Iser of Orla or whatever, right? It's got to be the same Min and the same Iser. But over here, it's two separate Isurim, and therefore they won't be mitzarif with each other to create an Iser, even though in mitzi they're being mitzarif with each other to leaven the dough, but they're not going to be mitzarif with each other as far as halacha is concerned. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Yud Gimel taught us that if you have a leather kli, that you put some tamei oil in and some tahar oil in, so we had a machlokas, and then you squeeze out some of the oil, we have a machlokas whether we assume that it's the first oil or the last oil that has been squeezed out of the kli. And Mishnah Yud Dalet told us that if you have yeast of Truma and of Kilei Akerem that in combination with each other cause a dough to rise, so a non-Kohen it's going to be Aser for, a Kohen it's going to be Mutter for, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees and holds that it's going to be Mutter even for a non-Kohen because it's two totally separate. Rabbi Shimon's Matzil Lazarim Vila Kohanim, even for a non-Kohen it's going to be Mutter because it's two separate Isurim, and whenever you have two separate Isurim where neither of them is able to make the impact on its own, they're not going to be mitzaref with each other. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Mishnah Tes Vav.